beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Friday, December 5th. And it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. There's nothing better than that smooth crooner, Bing Crosby, to start out your morning. And nothing better than talking about all the exciting things that are coming up this holiday season. And to do that, we have our friends here from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. So much happening on Pensacola Beach just in time for the holidays. And we got to clear up a couple things because the weather's caused some changes. So we have the experts in the house. We have Jessica Simpson. She's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, and we have Charlene Charlie Powell, who's here, and she is on the board of directors and incoming chair for the coming year. So how exciting to have you both here. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas. Thank you for having us, Meg.
Yeah, we're so excited that we're here. So first things first, we initially had the lighted boat parade that's been an annual tradition on the beach scheduled for tonight. So to give us an update on what's happening with that.
Well, it reminds me of Shelley Johnson. I'm sure you know who that is, mm-hmm. who posted on our Facebook that it seems like in general, the Lighted Boat Parade and Mother Nature have a very tumultuous relationship.
Clearly, because I had my moments with
her,
too.
So we did have our captains meeting this past week, so we've got our captains ready to go. But the Lighted Boat Parade, which was originally scheduled for tonight at 6:30, has officially been moved to next Friday, December 12th, and it will start same time, 6:30, around Little Sabine, and then we'll go under the Bob Sykes Bridge over to Quiet Water Boardwalk.
Well, in case people don't know what it is, when you say Lighted Boat Parade, what is it? Because someone might be coming in from out of town, or you know, this is one of those things you got to bring the family and the kids out to see. It's one of my favorite events.
Yep, that's right. So it is a parade of boats all lit up with different Christmas decorations. These boat captains are serious about this.
There's a competition, right?
Yes, we have a competition of under 27-foot boats and over 27-foot boats and then best in show. And so they line up right there behind Shaggy's and they take days to get these boats decorated. They're very thankful for the move because they did not want to be decorating their boats in the rain.
True.
And so they'll take a couple loops around Little Sabine right there. So if you live on Little Sabine or you know somebody that lives on Little Sabine, go make a friend for next Friday night. And then they are in no particular order, but they are judged based on from the captain's meeting who they are. We know who they are. So they're judged and there's big awards that we give out next week. And they're led by the Frisky Mermaid dolphin boat who is carrying Santa.
Oh, and Santa has kind of an interesting partner.
I was like, where are you going with this? I don't know that much about Santa. No, oh, yes, you're right.
Mermaid Mrs. Claus.
Yes, we do not have the traditional Mrs. Claus. He brings special mermaid Mrs. Claus out for the lighted boat. Any beach event for us.
We do it a little different.
Yep, Santa brings his mermaid claws. Miss Mermaid Claus, I think is what she goes by. Yeah. So they're on the lead boat, and it will travel from the Sabine under the Bob Sykes Bridge and over by the right next to the T-Dock at Quiet Water Boardwalk, where Santa will dock and get off onto the Quiet Water Boardwalk and then make his way to the sleigh where he'll take pictures for an hour or so.
Oh, yeah, with the kids and stuff. And there's going to be fireworks,
That's
too.
That's right. That's where I was headed. The boardwalk merchants cover the fireworks for that evening. So once Santa sits down in his sleigh, the fireworks will start.
It's so neat. Well, one of the things that's really cool is if you think about it, when you look at boats, the sailboats, I never realized this till I saw the parade the first time. I went, oh my gosh, because they take the sails down and they decorate the rigging and it looks like a giant Christmas tree.
That's right. So appropriate.
I know. It's great. Yes, it's great. So don't miss that. It's going to be next Friday, not tonight, but next Friday, the 12th, 6:30.
6:30, yes. Okay. And if you traditionally come out, we normally have Cookie decorating with Santa at Shaggy's prior to the Lighted Boat Parade. Because they have their own private Christmas party next Friday, we'll talk about how Cookie decorating with Santa has moved, but you can still come to it. It's still happening.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay. So, a lot of parades have been canceled this weekend, but the Pensacola Beach Parade has not been canceled.
Listen, Charlie and I were talking yesterday, and I said, we need to talk about an alternative date. And this is, here's Charlie's heart.
I said, it's not going to rain on our parade at the beach.
Oh.
We are so excited to invite everyone out at 2 o'clock on this Sunday. The rain's going to stop late Saturday night, early
Charlie
Sunday morning.
Charlie has spoken.
Charlie says.
Charlie has spoken.
And I have an in with Alan Strom over at WEAR. He says it's not going to rain.
Yeah, he said it's not going to rain.
So we're not going to have any rain Sunday. We want to invite everyone to come out to the parade at Pensacola Beach. We will start at Avenida 10, if anybody knows where that is. It's by the basketball courts down on Via de Luna. Mm-hmm. And we have approximately 40 entries currently.
Wow.
And so we're very excited. We have floats. We have dancing girls. We have... the Boy Scouts are going to carry the flags for us. We have just a variety of people who will be throwing beads and ducks and various
ducks.
Things.
Not live ones.
Not live ones, no.
Just to clarify. No.
So we invite everyone to come out and enjoy the parade. I know this has been a rained out weekend for parades. So if you want to join our parade, if you would like to come and be part of it, we would love for you to come and participate. And if you're not interested in participating, come out and enjoy the participants, enjoy the parade, cheer the people on. Santa will be bringing up the rear of the parade in our beautiful fire truck.
Tradition.
That's right.
And it's the Surf and Santa Parade, which I love the name.
The Surf and Santa Parade. Yeah. Santa will have his surfboard on the fire truck.
May not be dressed like as you expect, but you never know.
Well, or maybe.
We just never know what Santa's going to do at our parade. So
I mean, we have a mermaid clause. So
that's right.
You know, it's on a Sunday, so after church, come out, enjoy brunch at one of our beautiful restaurants on the beach, and
plenty
then enjoy
options.
The parade afterwards. Yep. And then after the parade, as Jessica mentioned, we are going to change our cookie decorating program over at Shaggy's, and we're going to have cookie decorating with Santa after the parade from 3 to 5 p.m.
And will that be at Shaggy's?
It will.
It will be at Shaggy's. Yeah. Bring out the children so that they can enjoy the parade, and then bring them over to Santa so they can decorate cookies and let Santa know what they want for Christmas.
So if someone was listening and they've already been told that their parade has been canceled and they've got a float already made and everything, they could bring
beads.
It to this one, right?
Yes, bring all your stuff, all the Christmas stuff you've been ready to throw.
Yeah, so who should they contact?
They can call the Pensacola Beach Chamber or the Visitor Information Center, same place. It's 850-932-1500.
And then you can just tag on at the end and be in the parade.
Yes, you cannot be behind Santa, but we will put you in. Mm-hmm. If you had plans, and if you're a spectator and you had plans to go to a certain parade and you just have that Christmas spirit that you cannot get rid of, please come to Pensacola Beach. We welcome all of you. We would love to have you.
Okay, so if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, just kind of clarifying what's happening this weekend. So the Lighted Boat Parade has been rescheduled, so it's not tonight, but it'll be next Friday, December 12th, mm-hmm. at 6:30, same time, same venue, Sabine,
right
on the beach. And if you have any questions for these two beautiful ladies who serve our community at the chamber, all you got to do is text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. We've got a couple other things coming up. Let's tease about what we're going to talk about next. What else is coming up? You've got coming up with the New Year's.
Oh, right? Yeah, for the chamber, yes.
Yes.
We've got, we cover the New Year's Eve fireworks, which mm-hmm. are the largest fireworks around on New Year's Eve. And then the very next day, we are saying live bold and start cold
right.
with our polar bear plunge on January 1st at Paradise.
Okay, well, we're going to keep you in suspense. We're going to tell you more about these events coming up in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. We'll be back in a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts this morning from the Pensacola Beach Chamber getting us up to speed on all the exciting events happening for the holiday season on the beach. And we did have a great question came in right away. I am lucky enough to have a friend that lives on Little Sabine. How many boats are entered in the boat parade?
That's a great question.
And so just to clarify, it's not tonight. Going to be next week.
No, correct. Next Friday. Call your friend and make plans next Friday, December 12th, for 6:30. And we have 20 boats in the parade this
wow.
year. Yep. So somebody asked at our captain's meeting how long this parade has been going on. So we called Shelly Johnson.
I feel like, our Island Times expert.
Where is Shelly? And so she came back with somewhere close to 1980.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
There have been versions
of this.
That's
over 40 years. Oh, my gosh.
Also, we can thank Beverly Campbell at the Shaker for the Sabine Loop. She's the one who started, who added that to it. So
and they
call it
host,
the Bev Loop.
And they always host the Captain's Party, which is pretty neat.
So, yes, we have 20 boats. And again, we'll take, now that it's been extended to the next week, we are still taking boats. So please call the Visitor Center if you have one. Talk your friends into it. If they have a boat, it's a lot of fun. And let me add this really quick. It seems like a simple thing to register your boat, $35, and decorate it. But we've heard from our boardwalk merchants and a lot of island businesses that this parade is one of the largest impacts in the off season to their business. Positive impact. So it's much more than it seems. And we appreciate those boat captains for doing that.
Yeah, we do. They're the best. They're with us all summer long and then still willing to come out at Christmas time.
That's right.
But you don't have to be necessarily a charter boat captain to be in it.
No, any.
Well, we have families that get together and groups and all kinds of things. So. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And what's that number again?
850-932-1500. Or you can go to our website, PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
And then the Pensacola Beach Parade is this Sunday.
It is this Sunday. We're looking forward to having everyone come out at 2 p.m. on Pensacola Beach. As I said before, come out and make it a day. We have two of our locations are having brunch before the Christmas parade. At the Hilton, they're having what they call grunch, and it goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they will have the Grinch there to help talk with the children. And
ridicule.
But he's to ridicule the children.
Well,
yes.
So the Grinch is not so grinchy now, right? He's had a transformation.
Oh.
According to the story.
And then at Crabs on the Beach from December 7th at noon. They will have another Grinchmas, is what they're calling it. So the Grinch will also be making an appearance there. And they'll have cocoa bar, they'll have face painting, all sorts of activities for the children. So come out, bring your families, have brunch on the beach, do a little shopping while you're there on the boardwalk, go to the parade at 2 p.m., and then at 3 p.m., bring the children over to see Santa and decorate cookies. It's a full day of fun on the beach.
Get out of the house.
And
you're
going to
need it.
You're going to be ready.
You're
going to
need it.
So we have such a great event this whole weekend with the Chamber. And, of course, it's getting extended. It's kind of a good thing to next weekend, too. And if you wanted to find out about the events, you can go to the Pensacola Beach Chamber's page at their website.
Mm-hmm. PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
Click on events. Yes. And you can find out everything that's happening on the beach and throughout the area. Mm-hmm. And then coming up, which I know it's crazy, but New Year's isn't far off.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Be here before you know it. It's actually here before I knew it.
That's right. So the exciting news is that the merchants on the boardwalk are paying for fireworks after the Light a Boat Parade next week.
That's right.
But that's not the only fireworks show we're going to have.
Right. We have two in December, technically.
Yes.
We have the New Year's Eve fireworks, which will go off right at midnight, December 31st. Fireworks are generally all the same place on the island, so right off the T dock of the Quiet Water Boardwalk. So please plan to come out New Year's Eve. Enjoy. It's a beautiful show, a 15-minute show.
Almost as long as 4th of July.
Only 5 minutes less. Mm-hmm. It is worth seeing. You can see it from the Quiet Water Beach Boardwalk or any business right there along, really any business on the island. I know the Sand Shaker has their deck is full. But you can also see it by boat.
Right.
So you can brave whatever temperature it is on New Year's Eve. It is a unique experience to get. He gets right up there underneath those fireworks, but it is really incredible. So check out our boat captain, our dolphin cruises mostly. They do the fireworks by boat. But just plan to be on the island. It's a great. And then plan to stay because the very next morning we have the polar bear plunge.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. What is happening with the polar bear? What in the world is and this is Florida now. How are we having a polar bear plunge in Florida?
Well, you know, the water temperature is a little chilly on New Year's Day.
It is.
So we're excited to host the polar bear plunge at 2 p.m. at the
Paradise
Bar and Grill.
Yep.
Come on out. It's very an interesting process. You will see all sorts of interesting costumes and people dressed and celebrating the new year. So we invite you to come out. Again, bring the children. It is a family affair. Mm-hmm. So we encourage you to come out and enjoy the chili water, if you will.
Okay. So what do you have to do if you want to be a part of it?
Yep. So go to that same website, PensacolaBeachChamber.com, and our events, you'll find the Polar Bear Plunge where you register. It's $15 and you get a souvenir shirt.
Which are cool. They're very cool shirts, mm-hmm. by the way.
You also, there's a few, that's a, this event is a great partnership. So I've said Shelly Johnson's name three times on radio this morning. So maybe she's going to call me later. Shelly's the one with Island Times that mm-hmm. hosts the costume contest at Paradise. And then all of our very, very, very cold wet plungers get a free bowl of black-eyed peas, which Renee at Paradise Bar and Grill gives
nice,
for free.
Which you need after yep. you've jumped in that cold
nice,
water.
Nice, warm and cozy black-eyed peas for the new year. So it's a great event. And we'll start registration the day of at noon, and the plunge will be at 2, like Charlie said. But you can register early. Registration is open now.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure I'm going to do that, but
you can please just come out and watch, even if you don't.
I can come out and watch it because the costumes are pretty hilarious.
That's right.
I mean,
it's a great event.
What's even more hilarious is when you see the very excited and slightly tipsy.
I'm not condoning anything, but it does help.
But I'm just saying that it's very hilarious when you see those people run out there like they're going to go swimming and they hit the water like, woo!
Yeah,
is that, right. That's worth the price of admission right there.
Sometimes you have to put antifreeze in your car. Folks have been known to put antifreeze in themselves.
No. We don't recommend that, Charlie. No. Children may be listening. No. Okay, well, we're on that note. If you do have any questions, feel free to text them in at 850-437-1620. Talking with the Pensacola Beach Chamber about the exciting events happening on the island for the holidays. We'll be back in a minute. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and we're talking to the Pensacola Beach Chamber about the exciting event season, your holidays coming up. A couple changes, so let's get to that first.
Yep, real quick, just a reminder, our lighted boat parade is not tonight. It is next Friday, December 12th at 6:30, starting in the Little Sabine behind Shaggy's.
Okay.
And we have a season your holidays campaign that includes all of our events, so I would be remiss if I did not say thank you to the sponsors who help us put it on. And those guys are All Seasons Service Network, Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, our friends at Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze Proper, Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Cruises, and speaking of the Lighted Boat Parade, Shaggy's Restaurant on the Island.
Excellent. Okay.
And so if you are looking for a parade, if you have had a parade canceled and you were going to participate in a parade, come out to our parade at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. We can still get you in, whether you have a float, you have a car, or you have any type of participation that you'd like to do in a parade. Come on out to the Pensacola Beach Parade. If you're looking for something to do on Sunday, we have a whole schedule of events. Come out and watch the parade, go to brunch, come out and do cookies with Santa at Shaggy's.
Okay, so next Friday there'll be fireworks on the beach after the lighter boat parade,
which is
very cool.
Yep.
So again, tonight, it's not happening tonight, but next Friday. So mark your calendars now. What's the number if somebody's got a float all made and now they can't use it, but they want to be in a parade this Sunday?
Yep, important to know, the phone number, 850-932-1500. You can call that number and we'll get you signed up. Lineup does start at 12:30, so the parade rolls at 2. Call us at the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center and Chamber, and we will get you all set up.
And remember, they are open all weekend long.
That's right, 9 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 3 on Sunday.
Okay. It's been an exciting weekend. We're going to have a lot going on. Everybody's wearing the red today in the spirit of the holidays. But if you want to find out where everything is happening and how you can get involved with the chamber, you can go to their website.
PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
And there's an events page. You can click on the events and you can sign up and get that. My personal opinion, I'd register for the Polar Bear Plunge right now.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get that t-shirt ahead of time.
We've got plenty of registrations. That's right. We have an event community calendar where you can see all of these events, ours and others on the island, on that website.
Okay. So we're wrapping it up this morning. Anything else you want to mention real quick?
Thank you to you for having us.
Appreciate you having us.
I have a soft spot for the chamber for some reason. I don't know why, but the Pensacola Beach Chamber does so much for our community.
Well, we'll invite you to come out and participate in our parade.
Hey.
And you're a judge.
That's right. Yes, I'm judging.
Thank you for judging our lighted boat parade.
I'm excited.
Yes.
How fun is that?
See you on Friday, December 12th.
Because I'm not opinionated at all.
No. The notes section is small.
Yeah, there you go. Again, the parade has been moved to the next Friday, December 12th. We've got the Sunday Pensacola Beach Parade at 2 o'clock. You don't want to miss out on the events. Jessica Simpson, President and CEO, Charlie Powell, he was the chairman, incoming chair of the board. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning.